Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Jerusalem, the air is crisp, perfect for a stroll through the city's historic streets. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, just in, two individuals were rescued from a fire in a commercial building in Rishon LeZion. The blaze broke out in Ashdod. Also, the Times of Israel reports that two members of the IRGC were shot dead at their home in Iran. State media calls it an act of terrorism. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that the Israel-Lebanon deal may entrench stalemate rather than end war. Hezbollah has rejected disarmament, and no Lebanese government can enforce it. Separately, Ynet reports that Rom Braslavsky says his Gaza captor, an Islamic Jihad terrorist, was killed in southern Gaza. The captor commanded the cell that held him hostage. And finally, Forward notes that employees of Los Angeles's Jewish Federation are set to picket outside their office today. They are accusing management of unfair labor practices. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted minutes ago that Rom Braslavsky expressed satisfaction over the elimination of his Gaza captor, emphasizing the terrorist's role in his captivity. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote just now about Iran's position regarding Lebanon. They stressed that America's commitment to ending the conflict is crucial, according to a memorandum of understanding. Amit Segal, a prominent journalist, shared his personal reflection on the long-running investigation against Netanyahu. He noted the possibility of the bribery charge being dropped, drawing parallels with his son's upcoming bar mitzvah. Now for more on those stories, starting with the fire incident in Rishon LeZion. According to Israel Hayom, two people were rescued in light condition. Firefighters managed to contain the blaze swiftly, ensuring no further injuries. This incident highlights the ongoing need for rigorous safety measures in commercial buildings. Turning to the situation in Iran, the Times of Israel reports that two IRGC members were killed in what state media describes as a terrorist attack. The IRGC claims anti-government agents were responsible. This development underscores the ongoing internal tensions within the country. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses the Israel-Lebanon deal. The agreement seems unlikely to end hostilities, as Hezbollah refuses to disarm. This stalemate reflects the deep-rooted complexities of the Israeli-Lebanese conflict. In Gaza, Ynet reports the killing of an Islamic Jihad terrorist who held Rom Braslavsky captive. This operation signifies Israel's continued efforts to dismantle hostile networks in the region, aiming to enhance security for its citizens. Finally, from Los Angeles, the Forward covers the planned picket by Jewish Federation employees. They are protesting for better working conditions. This action represents a growing trend of labor activism within non-profit organizations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Finance Minister Smotrich has launched a significant support plan for high-tech and exporters. This move comes as the shekel strengthens against the dollar and euro, posing challenges for Israeli companies. Separately, CTEC reveals that the Raphael family's Airbnb empire is facing a court-appointed receiver request. This comes amid a NIS 5 million debt threatening the viability of their short-term rental business. And finally, Globes reports that Migdal has acquired a 20% stake in Ashtrom's rental housing unit. The insurance company paid approximately NIS 451 million, signaling continued investment in the Israeli real estate market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.